Yeah, okay. So, we have dedicated mm-hmm. this day to our friend, Rex Ungerreit, that it is in honor of his parodyism,
mm-hmm.
his paradosity, his periodontal work. You know, his prolific parody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to do this alliteration thing, aren't you? The PPP, yeah. The...
Yeah, well, and so what I did was...
Parody,
and,
yeah.
And obviously I can't meet the caliber of Rex Ungerreit, but I did put together...
Okay.
A little something, being 4th of July weekend, a little something in dedication to Rex Ungerreit. And my singing is kind of hit or miss, and I picked an easy song to sing.
And what was that song?
The Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, everybody usually nails that one.
Yeah, so you know, it's my trouble is like the fifth octave is where I start to lose it.
Yeah.
You know? The other four I can handle, but so let me get some a little accompaniment here. Wow. And it is shorter. It's not the full, you know, it's a little shorter down, but it does get the point on.
Okay.
That's all I'm taking. I got this all right. I'm gonna say. Here we go. Ready? This is to you, Rexy. Oh, say, can you sing another parody? One by Rex Ungerreit, and we'll laugh till we pee. And when our urine fails, we will drink some more ale and raise a toast to Rex while he writes us more checks. So you think that writing parody is not too hard because you have used forced rhymes with proper timing structure to stay away from the original context and melody. Well then, listen to a rap and learn from the What? The dog? Oh, the dog was howling. Well, there you go.
Okay, you just heard Rex and Feely says, okay, you guys don't need me anymore.
I raise a toast to our friend Rex. See,
uh-huh.
I even messed that up, but that just shows how hard it is. But I thought I nailed it pretty good with the...
You got the, the timing.
Yeah, right. I thought I nailed it pretty good.
Because you got, like, the actual words of the Star Spangled Banner that's, in your words, kind of fit right in there.
Yeah, so I thought that one real long line, I thought I was pretty proud of myself because I kind of fit that in really good. But so there we go.
Rex says, I'm honored, I think.
Well, you know, I mean, let's face it. I mean, you know, Rex does a better job. I know, but it was just a little.
It's a tribute. It's a tribute.
It just shows the things that I've learned from him.
Yes, yes. You'd be glad to hear that. You learned that from me.
Yeah.
I mean, you learned that from me.